Aaron Real, and what a yo-yo in terms of, you know, it's like the Christmas movie, Burgermeister, the yo-yo. That's been the stock market lately, and a lot of people are trying to figure out where this is going. And then the latest story that caught me this morning, Aaron Real, NBC News Radio, national correspondent, Musk now says he's before the trial begins, oh, I think I'm going to buy Twitter.
Yeah, I know. This one is just nutty, and if you have whiplash, you're not alone. So they're calling it a bear rally, which is essentially when we see a rally in the market in an otherwise bleak time. So stocks, they started the fourth quarter on Monday by adding serious gains, and then they added on those gains on Tuesday. The benchmark S&P, that rose 3.1%, the Dow added 2.8%, and the NASDAQ, that led the charge with a 3.3% gain, and that really was spurred by Twitter and Elon Musk. So Musk said yesterday that he intends to purchase Twitter. He reneged on the deal that he started back in April. Now he's going to buy it. He's going to buy it at the agreed-upon original offer price of $54.20 a share. That offer ends up closing the deal at close to $44 billion. And this is a good thing in the sense that neither of them will now have to do their five-day non-jury trial that was set to begin October 17th. Again, Elon Musk, a mercurial figure. So it's possible that the deal won't be reached. The trial could still go forward as planned. But if the deal is closed, and Twitter said that they're happy to close it at this original offering, Elon Musk could run Twitter as soon as Friday.
And guess what? Be careful what you wish for, because a lot of folks, they can't read Elon Musk politically. Otherwise, they don't know. But he's having fun, and the shareholders are happy. Trust me, if that goes through with that. Thank you, Aaron Real, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.